Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 23rd, 2012. We're going to begin our meeting today with an invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Weaver. After that invocation, we're going to ask the members of Boy Scouts Troop Number 86 to come forward up here and that lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please. So everyone will rise.
Join me in prayer. Father God, our Savior, bring us closer, fill our minds. Give us the wisdom to lead this county in the right direction. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask a special blessing for our county, Colorado, especially for the first responders, the emergency personnel. Please be with the victims.
Amen. Y'all come up through the gate and just stand right up here, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Good job.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today and our agenda with items under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for invitation for bid for a proposed 200,000-gallon elevated water storage tank in Hampshire that is funded by round one of the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant for disaster relief from Hurricane Ike that's being administered now by the General Land Office. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for pest control services for Jefferson County with Attaboy Termite and Pest Control for the third additional one-year renewal from August 2nd, 2012 to August 1st, 2013. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, and receive a renewal for a term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County with Attaboy for a second additional one-year period for the term August 8th, 2012 to August 7th, 2013. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for HVAC capital equipment services and supplies for Jefferson County disaster relief with Alliance Mechanical Services for a second additional one-year renewal from August 1st, 2012 to July 31st, 2013. And item E is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. We have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Any discussion on any of those items under purchase?
Judge, this water tower, is this a new project? And it's twofold. If it is a new project, if it isn't, the engineering services on this, how are we procuring the engineering with all these different projects? Because I'm seeing several new ones look like coming.
If you remember, the storm surge from Hurricane Ike caused a lot of those people south of Highway 365 to have their water wells inundated with salt water. And a lot of them were having to use bottled water and carry water to their house. One of the grants that was applied for by the West Jefferson Municipal Water District was for this elevated storage tank, which we approved back in late 2008, I believe.
Okay.
And this is taking a little bit longer than most of the other projects because they had to acquire some property to construct the elevated storage tank on, and the General Land Office required that acquisition process take place first so they could get to do the environmental site assessments on it. They've now done all that. They're ready to go out for bid for the actual thing. And I don't know, whenever we had the hearings back in 2008 to determine how we were going to distribute that $29 million in disaster funding, they came in here with estimates of what it was going to cost to do their work, and those estimates were prepared prepared by their engineers. And I think for this group, it was Will Lorraine with DP Engineering that had done that estimation. And he just stayed with the thing during the whole process. So I think that's how that happened. We didn't tell them one way or another how to select their engineering. I hope I answered the question. Okay, any other discussion on any of those items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, thankfully, we can table the burn ban or consideration. Item B is to consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute a letter to Indigent Health Clinic of Southeast Texas, Inc., granting them permission to lease a portion of its building space that is not required for its operations. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for DuPont Goodrich Federal Credit Union. Item D is to consider reappointing Commissioner Eddie Arnold as primary voting member for 2012-2013 and Don Rayo as alternate member to serve on the Regional Transportation Planning Committee. And item E is to consider authorizing county judge to execute general land office contract for CDBG disaster recovery for the round 2.2 grant program. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Do we have any discussion on any of those items?
Judge, they give us the amount in that reward letter?
4.98 around 4.98 million, but you know, we're still working on our amendments to try to reallocate some of the round one money
right
to put out there, Indigent Healthcare and a couple others. So we'll be seeing a few more amendments over the next month. This Indigent Health Clinic of Southeast Texas is the Rogers Estate bequeathed a portion of the old TSO building over here to Indigent Health Clinic of Southeast Texas, Inc., with the provision that if it ever ceased to be used as an Indigent Health Clinic, that ownership of that would revert to the county. And so out of an abundance of caution, since Richard Design Services, RDS Engineering, wants to expand, is hiring more people than they originally envisioned, they need a little bit more space, and they've spoken to Commissioner Arnold about it. I don't think they really need our permission, but out of an abundance of caution, they've asked for our permission to lease RDS that space. Any other discussion under any of the items under County Commissioners?
Judge, do we have a timeline on that waiver we're seeking?
On
the GLO waiver we're seeking?
They're working on it right now. As a matter of fact, Friday I spoke to, or I got an email from Tina Lewis, and she was working with Aaron Emerson to try to get that done quickly as possible. We want to have, you know, we want to see construction begin before the end of the year.
We'll
see. Anything else? All in favor of those items under County Commissioners, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to County Airport, item A is consider approving Sonic Automotive exercise of its option to extend the lease term at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport for Hangar Number 7 for the period September 1st, 2012 through August 31st, 2015. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And under Auditor, item A is consider improve out-of-state travel for Sheriff Mitch Woods and Deputy Chief Ron Hobbs to attend the Joint Conference of Harbor Safety Committees and Area Maritime Security Committees in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, August 28th through 30th, 2012. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for juvenile detention for additional cost in the amount of $6,000 for building and grounds. Item C is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ended June 30th, 2012. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 369211 through 369493. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and this is just a note that's on our agenda that The court is holding budget hearings for our 2012-2013 budget. There's a schedule that's attached to the agenda today. We began those hearings this morning. We'll reconvene tomorrow morning at 9:45, I believe, 9:30, 9:45. And we'll move on to item, to agenda items under County Clerk. Item A is consider and possibly approve appointing Ken C. Holmes temporarily as tabulation supervisor at the Central Counting Station as a replacement for Jeff Ross, who will be unavailable for the July 31st joint primary runoff election. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under County Treasurer, one item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for June 2012, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Motion?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And lastly, under Engineering Department, item A is to request approval to release retainage to Excavators and Constructors Limited for access road improvements at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in the amount of $72,364.52 for pay estimate number 8. Motion on that item.
Move.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
The clearance by engineering and the contractual engineering company. All right. On record.
All right.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, Chester, if you'd like to come up and bring your guests and introduce yourselves, I'd like to read this proclamation. Oh, right behind the podium, Chester, there's a microphone over there. Where's Jada?
She couldn't make it today.
You want to introduce everybody?
I would love to. My name is Donna Lively. I'm in the marketing department at DuPont Goodrich. These are our wonderful board members, Mr. Foray, Mr. Begno, and Mr. Schultz. This is our Beaumont branch manager, Melinda Renner. This is our member representative, Danielle Pruda. We are thrilled to be here today.
Well, thank you for being here. Let me read this proclamation, and I'll let you say whatever else you want to say. Whereas DuPont Goodrich Federal Credit Union, chartered in 1962 as a nonprofit cooperative to provide free or low-cost financial products and services, remains true to its philosophy of people helping people. And whereas DuPont Goodrich Federal Credit Union, serving over 30,000 members, is dedicated to providing top-quality service and helping individuals meet their financial goals. And whereas DuPont Goodrich Federal Credit Union, accepting social responsibility by teaching financial literacy, supporting charitable organizations, and participating in community events. And whereas DuPont Goodrich Federal Credit Union is celebrating its 50 years of service to Southeast Texas. And whereas the judges and commissioners court wish to recognize and thank DuPont Goodrich, both past and present employees who have been faithful in these efforts to make a difference in our communities for these last 50 years. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim Friday, July 27th, 2012 as DuPont Goodrich Federal Credit Union Day in Jefferson County.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Judge, Commissioners, thank you so much. We're honored to have this day awarded to our credit union. We started in 1962, and by the grace of God and this wonderful community and our members, we're still going after 50 years. The last thing I want to leave you with is a Friday, the 27th, the actual day of our anniversary. Each branch is having a reception all day long, so if you can get away, please stop by a branch. We'll have refreshments and cake and many prizes. So again, thank you so much.
Yeah, they're good about that. I know that a lot of the chamber coffees are for Nederland and Port Neches are held at the DuPont Goodrich Credit Union, and they always give away umbrellas and coffee cups. So if anybody needs an umbrella, head
we have
on
all
by.
All kinds of stuff.
congratulations for the great work y'all have done and for all the help y'all are to a lot of organizations in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge Brown.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything that any member of the court or any elected official wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action on it?
Yes, Judge. I'd like to introduce our new city manager in Port Arthur, Texas. He's here, Mr. Floyd Johnson. And City Councilman Kerry Thomas is kind enough to escort him here and welcome him to Southeast Texas.
Why don't you come up and introduce yourself, sir?
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners, particularly to Commissioner Senegal, for the opportunity to meet first. I'd like to just say thank you so much for welcoming me officially through Commissioner Senegal to the great city of Port Arthur and to Jefferson County. Upon receiving this invitation, I had to reflect on the fact that I got my start a few years ago in county government in Broward County, Florida. Therefore, coming and standing before you brings back fond memories of my start in public administration. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you for the help and assistance that this body has been to the city of Port Arthur, and to let you know, Judge and members of the commission, that I won't be bashful about coming back again if, in fact, we do need your assistance. But I appreciate the helpfulness already from Commissioner Senegal, who represents our area. And I look forward to a long and fruitful relationship between the county and the city of Port Arthur. Again, thank you for welcoming me, and thank you for all that you do in terms of service to the public. Thank you much.
Also, Judge, I let him know we started 1:30, and look at the clock. I kept my promise, maybe 15 minutes. Okay. Take note.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah, that's a challenge.